Hey, and welcome to Affiliate Dialogues. This is the place where we dive into the minds of entrepreneurs, creators, publishers, and innovative thinkers. Whether you're starting a business, exploring affiliate marketing, or wanting to take to the next level, join me as we explore digital insights and tactics shaping the future together.
Simone Betzler, an experienced affiliate marketing professional, currently works as a senior account partnership manager at Avon. She has been working in affiliate marketing and key account management for 10 years, six of them at Avon. She specializes in key account management, influencer marketing, and data-driven performance strategies. I'm very excited to have you here today and hear your insights. Hey Simone, how are you today?
Hi Hannah, thank you so much for having me today. And happy Women's Day weekend.
Thank you.
What an exciting opportunity to be on your show. Thank you so much. I'm doing good.
That's very nice to hear. Also, happy Women's Weekend for you. So, as usual, I always start very quick into my episodes to have some insights from you, and then we start into the usual questions. So, first question is, how has affiliate marketing changed in recent years? How would you describe it? What developments do you also see in the future?
Affiliate marketing, as I know it, you know, has been ever-changing and improving in terms of tracking, partner diversity, quality, tools, transparency. You know, we were able to transform this online marketing channel into a very data-driven and future-ready ecosystem that should be part of any online marketing mix. When I started, it was primarily for me about promoting vouchers and get placements within the big cashback sites. And I remember content integration being a thing, email campaigns, also display campaigns, you know. And those partners are obviously still very important within the publisher mix today, some more prominent than others. But the affiliate channel has become more diverse in terms of working with influencers, commerce content placements, tech partners. We can set up campaigns via plugins, browser extensions. You know, there are so many things. Artificial intelligence has become huge in affiliate marketing. You know, we see amazing results with publishers using AI to address partners or users via exit intent solutions. We can connect publishers with advertisers faster, content creation. You know, there's so many things. It's been, you know, very, very dynamic. So looking into the future, I think, to wrap it up, we're going to see, you know, a more data-driven approach where we have partnerships that are being made at the right time with the right partner, with the right placement, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Nice. And also, yeah, you already mentioned artificial intelligence. How do you use, or which technologies or platforms do you also rely most in your daily workflow, or also to manage affiliate partnerships? I think maybe also AI will come up now. But yeah, tell me what you're using and what is helpful for you in your daily life.
I mean, yes, we use AI tools, obviously, for content creation, for example. Yeah. But In general, I think as an affiliate marketer, it's important to understand the entire online marketing channels as well. Yeah. So we check website performance via SimilarWeb. We use keyword research tools like SEMrush or the Keyword Planner. But honestly, for our affiliate partnerships, I use our A1 UI a lot. You know, with our new platform and additional reports and features, the A1 UI remains my go-to platform to manage my partnerships efficiently.
Okay. And my last question is, is there a key lesson or a defining moment in your career that has shaped your perspective on this industry in a positive or in a negative way?
Biggest career lesson, stay curious and ask questions and be involved.
Yeah.
And then also on the private note, maybe use the flexibility of our industry in affiliate marketing to combine work and your private life as well. Get your priorities straight.
Yeah. Nice. Good one. Okay. Now I want to know, of course, a little bit more about your journey. As you said, you've been working already 10 years in this field. So how did you get started into affiliate marketing? What drew you to this industry? And also, how has your career evolved over the past years?
Yeah. So how did I get started in affiliate marketing? You know, I could tell you how I've always wanted to be an affiliate marketer and how I always send out millions of applications and how I never wanted to be anything else but. But truth is, when I graduated university, I did not know what to do with my life. And, you know, I studied communications and marketing. But if we're being honest, that could be anything or nothing, right?
Yeah.
So how did I get started? I was living in Berlin. It's actually a funny story. I took a car share from Berlin back home to see my parents. And with that car share, I met Jennifer. So if she's listening today, hi.
Hello,
and
Jennifer.
She was telling me that she was working as an affiliate manager. And then I immediately thought, this sounds exactly like something that I could do, because I saw the chance to connect my studies with my work experience. I've been working in fundraising before for some years, meaning so I was the one standing in the streets being like, hi, how are you? Got a minute? I would like to talk to you about NGOs. And just by the way, asking people if they got a minute is the worst kickoff line ever, because nobody's got a minute. No, but I already knew how to talk to people, right? And how to connect and build somewhat of a personal connection, if you will, a partnership. That's how I I thought I would be a perfect match. That's how I thought. Fast forward a couple months later, I applied at Jenny's work, got the job, and the rest is history. I worked my way up from startups in Berlin, made my experience while working in online marketing agencies, until I then found my perfect match at Awin. I love my team and the global approach we're working in.
Wow, that's so nice. I think affiliate marketing is really something you end up there. Maybe now it comes, you know, when there are people more getting aware of it. But I think in the past, it was more like, oh, yeah, like marketing communication. And then I ended up here. And then people love it, you know, like they just,
Yeah, and it's also difficult to explain to my family and what I'm doing. Like something with the internet is mostly the right answer, because they wouldn't understand anything else, right?
It's true. It's difficult. Yeah, that's why we need to talk about this, so people also, well, parents can understand, you know.
I don't know if parents are listening, but we should have another session on that.
It's true, on Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Yeah. It's going to be my gift to you, a little marketing session.
Listen. And also, since we have a woman's weekend ahead, or we're in the middle of it, so how do you see, or how's your opinion about the challenges, opportunities for women? Like, what unique challenges do women face in the affiliate marketing space? Or also, what do you think about gender equality?
Yeah, great question. Yeah. Very important topic. Yeah. You know, when I first started off in affiliate marketing, I had no female leaders in the field, no role models I could look up to or learn from. And I'm sure they were somewhere at that time, but I didn't know any of them. And when I went to my first conventions or affiliate events, I barely saw any women on stage or being part of a panel discussion. And that's when I started to wonder why that was, right? Women in tech is not an illusion. But for me, it certainly felt like one at some point. I'm like, where are they?
Yeah.
So can't change anybody else, but I decided to be a little more visible myself. I held a couple panel discussions myself, hosted events both online and live in person, and offered to also be like a point of contact for my team members if they needed support. If I can be of any help, I'm here. So I think this is not a general topic for affiliate marketing. For me, it is more a very generic topic of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And let me just say, we have so many fantastic male affiliate partners who truly support women in tech. You know, the industry really works eye to eye. I just met with a couple guys this week, and I received great feedback on what I'm doing. You know, but at the same time, there should be and could be a bigger community for female affiliates who empower each other. You know, where we have a place to find female mentors who are approachable, where we discuss innovation or events or, you know, maybe the next great affiliate trend. That's that.
Yeah, that would actually be amazing, because I think like, trends is something which is reaching to everyone, you know, like everyone gets the trends. Because I think sometimes, what you say, it's like more split it as well, because you said there are also male who are supporting women in the industry, but sometimes would you say it's also like more split it, or like it's more like women are doing their thing and men are doing their thing?
No, I don't think that is really the case, but I can imagine that men in general don't overthink as much. Maybe that's an issue.
Yeah.
And that's where you mostly see men on stage or being more visible.
Yeah.
And some women might not even care to have that kind of visibility or that kind of approach. And that's fine. It's not for everybody.
Exactly.
But if that's something for you, it would be great to have a place to go to, right? And to find peers that you could discuss topics with.
I think what came into my mind while I was thinking about creating this episode is like the way to this, you know, the way to have a speech and stuff, so that there are no barriers for people or for women who actually want to speak up, that they can, you know, that it's not like, you know, like they have to fight for a voice. So
and that's why it's so great that we're having this conversation with your cool podcast. See, it's breaking the barriers for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, let's stay a bit in this topic as well. I want to talk with you about your personal success strategies and also your learnings. We also had a little sneak peek about your learnings and the quick question. Do you have some key strategies which have helped you succeed, or you want to speak about more about the lessons you've learned that you like to share with aspiring female professionals?
I guess it would be two things. One, be nice. And one, the second one, be bold. It sounds so basic, but yet it is so important. For us in affiliate marketing, networking is key. As you know, and obviously it helps if you're being nice. And what I mean by that is, have honest conversations, ask questions, and be committed. You know, I hope that the partners that I work with know that I truly care about their campaigns there, if they're hitting their targets or not, if they find placements with high budget, low budget, or no budget at all, if they have tracking issues. You know, I want my partners to know that they can trust me, that I listen to what they have to say. And I, you know, I might not always have the answers right away, but I will chase for answers and I will follow up with them. And let's not forget, affiliate marketing really is people's business after all. If I'm attending an event, but I'm not talking to partners, I'm not doing my job right, or not at all, right?
Yeah.
And if I'm not being nice or approachable for others, most likely my accounts will not be seen in the best light. So once again, especially for female affiliates or female professionals, I can only say be bold. Take part in the conversation, say what you have to say. And that's the great thing about online marketing in general. It's such a dynamic world field. You can't always know everything, but if you stay curious and ask questions, you will get ahead.
Yeah.
So that would be, I guess, my advice. I mean, obviously, there will be bumps in the road, but, you know, you can conquer then if you're willing to learn. And eventually you can maybe also pass on the knowledge to others and hopefully have a fulfilled career. Fingers crossed, right?
Fingers crossed. I also talked with Anna and Sylvia about this, that like staying curious is such a big thing in in this field, as it's like something which is always evolving, you know, like always. Yeah, you have to be aware and you have to go to places and talk to people. And also the aftercare is so important, you know. As you said, you know, like to be like, hey, I was the one you talked to, just wanted to to speak up and say hi, and I'm here, you know, like,
for sure,
let's make business.
And to me, that is the huge advantage of affiliate marketing to do towards the other online marketing channels. I remember when I was working in the agency, they asked me, because they were low on clients, I guess, I don't know. They asked me like, Simone, try SEA. Next week, Simone, try to create content. Next week, try email marketing. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm not that kind of person who would switch all the time back and forth and be like a generic kind of person. And also, I don't want to be the person who only sits behind the computer with their Excel files. And, you know, I'm the one who wants to meet people, who wants to connect. And so that's why I mean, I call it somewhat of my home in affiliate marketing, because I feel so comfortable doing that.
Yeah, that makes 100% sense. I think it's like the personality you bring into this field, you can also, you can find your niche, you know, like, I mean, as well, like if you're someone who loves numbers, who wants to calculate and stuff, then you will also find your place, you know,
right, 100%.
Like,
Calculate away, do your thing.
Exactly. But as like for me, I'm also more like the talkative person, communicative and creative head, you know. And even for me, there is a place. Or for you, you also said you love to talk. You want to talk to people. You want to connect. You want to share your knowledge.
100%. But talking is the one thing you need to be reliable, right? When I am talking to partners and we are discussing optimizations and campaigns, etc., I want to ensure that this has like an added value to my current workload. So I'm not just randomly discussing things with people. There has to be an outcome of it, right?
Of course.
So yeah.
The last topic, which is networking and female support systems. We already talked a little bit about it now. Mm-hmm. But how did you experience networking in your career? Are there any communities or support systems you recommend for women in field marketing, or also where are you attending at, or how was your experience?
I think from what we mentioned before, it's obvious that I think networking is key. Yeah. I love going to OMR or Demexco or the other affiliate events throughout Germany. I always love meeting people in person. And I think getting together and discussing new partnerships in person is always fun. Like I said, I just met them earlier this week around ITB. It was such a fantastic time. So, but speaking of female support systems, I know so many intelligent, bold, and funny female affiliate partners. And I think that's why I love being on your show around Women's Day weekend now. So, you know, maybe it's time to give a huge shout out to every woman in affiliate marketing, every woman in tech, you know.
Yeah.
I hope you're all having a great time, great Women's Weekend, and I think we can agree that we should be celebrated every day of the year.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, I'm hosting a new community called Female Affiliate Professionals, and I co-host this little group on LinkedIn with Nadine, who's Managing Director at My Cashbacks, because we know so many brilliant people who are working in the affiliate industry, right? And they have things to say. And Nadine and I founded this group because we know there is a community we can build up, that we can learn from each other, and we know where to find the backbone of so many great affiliate partnerships.
Yeah.
You know, being one of the FAPs, the Female Affiliate Professionals, is about sharing experiences and learning from each other and telling stories and lifting each other up, and maybe also be that role model, that leader for others who are more visible today than they were a couple of years ago, for example, when I started, right?
Yeah.
So if you think of your next pitch where you need great ideas and you need to find answers or feedback, ask our FAP group. Or maybe if you're thinking about going to an event or you want to host an event and you would like to reach out to women in affiliate marketing, please reach out and you will receive great feedback.
Yeah.
And for me, for example, if I can tell a little secret, you know, the thought of going on stage in front of hundreds of people is frightening enough and is one thing, right? But being asked questions afterwards that I might not know the answers to is even more scarier to me. So I have a great mentor by my side, and she reminded me a couple months ago to be brave and to be bold and to challenge myself and to understand that nobody knows everything and nobody is perfect, right? So it's obviously something that I've heard before, but it resonated with me. And so now, with the Female Affiliate Professional team or group, I think, imagine going on that stage in front of, I don't know, 500 people, and one might get nervous and you might start, you know, questioning all your recent life choices. But, you know, imagine going on that stage in the room full of strangers, but knowing that online you have at least 100, 150, whatever, how many women, female affiliate professionals who got your back.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that a great and comforting feeling?
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah.
I can only encourage anybody who listens to that, every female affiliate professional who wants to find a home, come join our group and be part of the fun.
Yeah. Oh, please. I think it's a really great thing that you also mentioned, like the comparison to a few years ago, because I think it's still, we can see improvement, but it's still like there's so many probably women who have this need as well to create a group or like to join a group or like, yeah. So please, there are already amazing women who are confident and who are speaking. But yeah, please please also check also the a little bit more maybe introvert women who are like thinking but not sure, and take them on the hand. As I said, you had an amazing mentor who was also like just reminding with like the small things, which are sometimes the last step to really think about it and to really do something, you know, as you also said, like, you know, like be curious or like just to ask questions, which seem to be like small things or like normal things. But if you really like say, okay, like, okay, be curious, how can I be more curious? What do I have? Like, what can I do to be more curious? What can I do to ask more questions? Who can I ask? You know, then more and more people will also be like, okay, like, she's not stopping asking questions. Maybe I should also start asking more questions.
Yeah. And also see for what comes from all the new connections. I mean, the group is just the beginning, right? Obviously, we can meet in person. We can have digital meetings. We can set up anything we want to empower each other, to lift each other up. We can, I mean, the sky is the limit, right? It's just important to say we now have a place to go to, a community that can support each other. And hopefully in a couple months from now, it's going to be even bigger, or maybe even with a global approach. You know, who knows? I mean, maybe I'm just dreaming big, but let's see how it goes. I'm excited. So networking is super important.
Yeah. I agree. Thank you for creating this group. Without this group, this podcast wouldn't be here. Wouldn't be here right now. So I will definitely put also the link from this group in the info box. Perfect. And Simone, it was a really fun session with you. And I also want to give you the chance now to wrap it up. If you have any last words or a message to share, feel free.
Thank you for having me. If anybody is interested to reach out, I will probably be at RMR this year. If you feel like it, come say hi. Otherwise, if you feel like connecting via LinkedIn, please reach out. I'm always happy to connect and discuss affiliate trends.
Yes, that was a good one. Thank you so much. And see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.